WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone. This is Sienna Cruz, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker, here to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next notification, that dopamine hit from scrolling through social media? You know that feeling, it's like a siren song pulling you back in even when you know you should be doing something else. Well, today we're tackling a topic that's more crucial than ever. Creating a digital detox plan for mental clarity. Because let's face it, our brains are wired for connection and stimulation, and the digital world is basically designed to feed that craving, often leaving us feeling drained, scattered, and overwhelmed. But here's the good news. You have the power to reclaim your attention and find that sweet spot of balance. So, buckle up, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you create a digital detox plan that actually works, one that won't leave you feeling like you've gone cold turkey, but rather empowered to make conscious choices about how you engage with technology. First things first. It's all about awareness. Start paying attention to your tech usage patterns. When you find yourself mindlessly scrolling, what triggers those urges? Recognizing these patterns is the first step in taking control. Next up, set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey overnight, that's a recipe for frustration and failure. Start with small, achievable goals like designating tech-free zones in your home or specific times of day when you'll put away your phone. Think about it like this. You wouldn't suddenly decide to run a marathon without training, right? Now let's talk about alternatives. What are the activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside the digital realm? Reading, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face, these are your anchors, the things that ground you and nourish your soul. Make a conscious effort to prioritize these activities. Remember, you're not just detoxing from technology, you're detoxing from distractions so you can make space for what truly matters. And speaking of making space, it's time to curate your digital environment. Unfollow accounts that drain you or trigger negative emotions. Unsubscribe from newsletters you don't read. Declutter your apps and notifications, only keep the essentials. Remember, you have the power to control your online experience. Finally, practice self-compassion. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up, when those cravings get the best of you. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Think about a time when you were totally engrossed in something, reading a captivating book, having a deep conversation with a friend, or getting lost in a creative project. Remember that feeling of presence, of being fully engaged in the moment? That's the power we're aiming for here. By consciously crafting a digital detox plan, you can reclaim those moments of mental clarity and cultivate a more balanced, fulfilling life. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking social media and emails, feeling overwhelmed and anxious. One day, she decided to try a digital detox for a weekend. She turned off notifications, put her phone on airplane mode, and spent the time hiking, reading, and connecting with friends in person. She returned from that weekend feeling refreshed, focused, and more connected to herself and those around her. She realized that taking a break from technology wasn't about deprivation, it was about reclaiming her time and attention. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to take control of your digital life. Start by reflecting on your current tech habits. When do you feel most drawn in? What activities could replace those mindless scrolling sessions? Set small, achievable goals. Maybe start with a screen-free hour each evening or designating a specific room as a tech-free zone. And remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Each step you take towards reclaiming your attention is a victory. Don't forget to share your detox journeys and tips with me on social media using the hashtag #dopaminehacker. Together, let's outsmart the scroll and unlock the power of mental clarity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.